people who have got no interest in comedy whatsoever or listening to this may know your name from The Chaser, or The Chase, I should say, on ITV, where you are one of the chasers.
Yep.
And you, am I right that you have always been interested in quizzes, but it was when you did badly on University Challenge as a professional that you decided to take it really seriously?
Yes, that's absolutely spot on. I got a phone call, I can't remember how long ago it was now, it must have been quite some time ago, 2007 maybe? Yeah, 2007, I got a phone call asking me if I wanted to appear in a comedians team on University Challenge the Professionals. And I think we'd all deluded ourselves into thinking that we were going to do quite well, because we all consider ourselves quite good at general knowledge. And we got absolutely trounced by, it has to be said, a particularly strong and well-organised team who had a number of players that take quizzing very seriously. But I didn't know that at the time. And I thought, I want to be like them. I want to show them. I want to show them that I can do that as well. It was a sort of competitiveness. Mm. And then I just kind of got sucked in, so that I now quiz 3 or 4 times a week in various formats. Last night I was hosting a pub quiz. On Tuesday night I was playing at the Quiz League of London. On Sunday afternoon I'm going to be playing in another tournament in another pub in London. I spend half my life now quizzing. Mm. And I absolutely love it. I feel that it's an arena, it's a world that very much suits me. I've made an awful lot of great friends. And in fact, the day after I'm appearing at Screaming Blue Murder is the Northampton, or rather the Duston Grand Prix, which is a monthly quizzing event that's taking place in Northampton in March, mm-hmm. where most of the best quizzers in the country will be attending. So the date of the Screaming Blue Murder gig was for me to perform was chosen deliberately, so that I didn't have to travel too far to go to the quiz event in the morning at Duston.
Fantastic. And the Chaser becoming one of those, how did that come about? Was it because of the quizzing and then combined with that you are a comedian as well?
Well, I heard a rumour, because I know all the various quizzes in the country, and I heard a rumour that they were looking for a fourth chaser. When I heard the rumour, I thought, right, this is your moment, Paul. This is where you have to decide whether you want to, you know, change your life. And I sent them a very polite email saying I'd be interested in applying to the role of the new chaser. And several auditions later, the deal was done. And it's brilliant. It's a job that, if someone told me that I was a kid, that one day I'd be a professional quiz person on television, I would have been absolutely delighted, because I love it. I love the interaction with the general public. I love being put under pressure and being asked lots and lots of general knowledge questions under pressure. I love everything about the job, to be honest with you.
And do you? How many white suits do you own?
I don't own any.
Do you not?
If you think that was my choice, although ITV specifically asked me not to say this, but nevertheless, if you think it would be my choice that I'd wear such a horrific item of clothing, I'll leave that to your imagination. But it is actually owned by ITV, and it is freshly washed and pressed for me every day that I turn up.